G'day everyone, Ian here. It's been a long time, people. Haven't spoken to you for a month. Well, I did speak to you last week, but I did an audio boo last weekend and it got caught in the pipes and frankly, I deleted it. It wasn't very good. Didn't think much of it. Haven't had much to say. Didn't have much to say last week. Still don't have a lot to say, but I just thought I'd say hello. Because I thought, the clothes make the man, don't they? Back in 2012, when I spent 3 months living in Berlin, I went to a second-hand clothes store. There's many of them in Berlin, being the hipster capital, probably of the world. Yes, Silicon Alley. And a place where, you know, a lot of people are sort of get into the grunge and the alternative scene, the art crowd, the poets. Yeah, they're all there in Berlin. Wonderful place. And more so all the time. And because of that, there's a strong self-expression culture, I suppose you'd say. Just have a sip of cider. I'm currently walking to Tango. It's Friday night here in Brisbane, Australia. And it's a beautiful night. Go the global warming. You know, it might be catastrophic. It might kill off, might create the next great extinction. But hell, it's making winter very pleasant. Here we are. We just clocked the first week of June. And we should be getting seriously cold by now. And it's not. It's still shorts and t-shirt weather. It is positively balmy. Maybe a very light jacket or a long sleeve t-shirt first thing in the morning, but basically it's way too warm for this part of June, being winter as it is here in the southern climes. Anyway, back in 2012 when I was in Berlin, I went to a secondhand clothing store, like I said, and just sort of picking through the shelves. I'd been to a few of them, had a look at a few pairs of shoes. Jackets. Nah, don't need jackets. I'm going back to Brisbane soon. Ooh, suits. What have they got here in the suit rack? Flick through the rack. Ooh, here's a nice little black pinstripe. The striping is still black, but just a different weave. So you get that black on black look, if you know what I mean. Saw it and went, that looks good. That looks about right. So I tried it on, didn't I? Very, very slim fit. Did the waistband up. It was a bit tight. Yeah, I didn't quite get into that comfortably. But, yeah, the jacket. Yeah, it's maybe half a size small for me. But, yeah, maybe it's all right, depending on my particular condition when I'm wearing it. How much is it? 30 euro? Oh, bargain, yeah. I'll have that. Thank you very much. So I bought it. I bought a 30 euro suit in Berlin. It's hard to know when it was made, probably in the early 70s, late 60s. It's got a different cut to the modern style of suits. You can tell it's European. Just looks different, if you know what I mean. It's not new, you can see that. So while I was in Berlin, I took it to a little Asian tailor and I got her to measure me up, and the leg length was very, very close. I think she had to lengthen it by about 10 mil a centimetre. And she let the waistband out. There was plenty of room to let the waistband out. So she let the waist out by a couple of centimetres. And it fitted me like a glove. Over the last year or so, I put a little bit of weight on. Hey, I'm an old bugger. But recently I've managed to trim that weight back off again. And tonight I'm wearing that suit. I've worn it a couple of times recently. It is a very slim fit suit. And the reason I bring this up is because the fact that I only paid 30 euro for it means that I'm very cavalier with the way I use it. I'll just throw it on any time. Yeah, I can go to a picnic wearing this damn suit because I only paid 30 euro for it. It's not as though I paid God knows what, you know. $400, $800, $1,000. I don't know what it's worth. I think it's a pretty good quality suit. I don't think it's anything to be sneezed at, but being secondhand, it was a 30-euro suit. The clothes maketh the man, as they say. And I feel good. I feel really good. And the good thing about going to Tango is Tango is one of those events that once you know the scene, and I didn't know it initially, I was a bit intimidated by the clothes that I would need to wear to go to Tango. When I first started, I was really cautious. But I've since learnt that basically you can turn up in everything from jeans and t-shirts through to suits, shirts and ties like I'm wearing tonight. Yeah, it's a evening Malonga tonight, so it's probably more appropriate to get a little bit dressed up than an afternoon Malonga, when the jeans and t-shirt would be more appropriate. But some people come along even on a Friday night a little bit casual. Yeah, it's all flexible. You've got to feel your way. It is the Australian style. We are somewhat laconic, so I suppose it doesn't matter too much. I noticed in Europe they tended to be a little bit more formal than we are here, and that's okay. But something else that the clothes maketh the man. I'm going to bring up a few of these topics as I feel the want and need to in the next while here on Audioboo. One of the things I've heard about just recently is the clothes literally create the way you feel about yourself. And I don't just mean that, oh, it's nice to get dressed up sort of thing. Within some psychological cognitive experiments, they have dressed people and seen the way they react. The classic is they have given students, university students, undergrads, a doctor's coat and then assessed them on their knowledge of random questions. And when they're wearing the doctor's coat, they perform better than they would normally. They've also done similar tests where they have given one group of students a doctor's coat and another group of students an identical artist's smock and given them the same tests. And even though the same cohort is wearing a doctor's coat versus an artist's smock, which is an identical jacket, they both performed significantly differently when it came to the examination. Those wearing the doctor's coats always performed far better than those wearing the artist's smock, the painter's smock. The clothes definitely maketh the man. And as I walk to Tango tonight, my dear Audioboo friends, I think about how good it is to get out of my high-vis workwear that I work in during the week and put on my €30 suit that I bought a couple of years ago and dress up to dance a little tango with my friends. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel very good.